So yeah, we're on Mem Vav Amud Beis, the end of the 15th line. So the Gemara, again, if you remember yesterday, at the end of the day, we were discussing some of the, you know, some of the various Klali Hapsak when it comes to Hilchos Erevin, Hilchos Avilos. We had all these different principles that we're typically always makel when it comes to Machloksim in those areas of Halacha. So the Gemara now discusses other types of Klali Hapsak. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika Amru, Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva Mechaviro, Uch Rabbi Yose Mechavirov, Uch Rabbi Mechaviro. The Gemara gives this kind of a general principle that when it comes to a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and one of his colleagues, so we tend to side with Rabbi Akiva. When it comes to a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and his colleague, so there, even if Rabbi Yossi is arguing on many colleagues, we're still going to follow Rabbi Yossi, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, where we would only side with him if he's arguing on one colleague. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, similarly, like Rabbi Akiva, we would only follow him if he's arguing against one person, but not against many people. So the Gemara wants to know, l'may hilchasa, like how binding are these statements, are these principles? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Asi Amar Halacha, v'Rabbi Chiya Amar Abba Amar Matin, v'Rabbi Yosi, v'Rabbi Chanina Amar Nirin. The Gemara gives three different variations or permutations of how binding this statement is. So according to Rabbi Asi, this is like a Halacha L'Moshe Misina. This is always true. We always follow Rabbi Akiva over one of his colleagues. We always follow Rabbi over one of his colleagues. And we always follow Rabbi Yosi even over multiple colleagues. However, according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, this is what the Gemara calls matin. Matin basically means that if someone were to come and ask you a shaila that involved one of these tanaim, so you would tell him, you know, we paskin like this tana or like that tana, but it's not something that you would expound in public. This is something that the Gemara often calls halacha ve'ein morin kain. It's one of those things that if someone were to ask you a personal shaila, you would answer it this way, but it's not something that you go about publicizing. And then the third variation is according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, which is nirin. Nirin means that it appears that we follow their psak, but it's certainly not a ironclad rule. In other words, that means to say that there certainly could be exceptions to this rule. So there are varying degrees of how seriously we take this statement. The Gemara continues, Kalashon hazeh amar Rabbi Yaakov baridi amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, ve'ein sarich lomar Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yosi halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, hashda b'mkom Rabbi Yehuda lisa b'mkom Rabbi Yosi mibaya. The Gemara again starts to delineate certain rules of Psak halacha. So, for example, whenever you have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, the Gemara says you follow Rabbi Huda. Whenever you have a machlokas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yosi, you follow Rabbi Yosi. And the Gemara says, and obviously, if you were to have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, based on, you know, basic logic, you would obviously follow Rabbi Yosi over Rabbi Meir. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, Afani lo made Rabbi Yosi for Rabbi Shimon halacha ke Rabbi Yosi. Then Rabbi Asi adds that whenever you have a machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, you also paskin like Rabbi Yosi. We'll see the Gemara a little bit later on is going to discuss why exactly we always follow Rabbi Yosi for most things. The Gemara says the Amar Rabbi Abam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Huda for Rabbi Shimon halacha ke Rabbi Huda. Hashda b'mkom Rabbi Huda leisa b'mkom Rabbi Yosi mibaya. The Gemara says that we paskin like Rabbi Huda over Rabbi Shimon, and we already pointed out in the previous Gemara that we paskin like Rabbi Yosi over Rabbi Huda. So again, obviously, logic would dictate that if that were the case, then you would obviously paskin like Rabbi Yosi over Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara now has a shaila: Iboyel who Rabbi Meir for Rabbi Shimon Mai? Teku. The Gemara leaves as an unresolved question, what would the halacha be if you had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara is not sure what the din would be in that case. Amar Rav Misharshia, leisnehu lahani kloy. Comes Rav Misharshia and says everything that we just said until now is wrong. Every psak, every rule that we just gave is not correct. So the Gemara says, menal leila Rav Misharshia. How does he know that? How does he know that all these rules are not correct? So ilema mehadisnan, Rab Shimon omer lemaha davar doma, legimel chatzeros apsuchos zolazo, upsuchos lerishos harab. So one of the first suggestion the Gemara gives to prove Rav Misharshia's point, to show that everything that we just said until now was not correct, is based on the Mishnah that we quoted yesterday. If you remember yesterday, the Mishnah gave a mashal when it wanted to illustrate this case of three chatzeros, three courtyards that were adjacent to one another, all three of which opened up into a rishus harabim, but they were also connected. So the Mishnah told us that if you live in the middle chatzer, you're allowed to carry to the other chatzers, and the people from the other chatzers can carry or can walk into your chatzer. However, if you live on the far right or far left chatzer, you can't walk into the chatzers on the opposite extremes. That's what we said in the Mishnah yesterday. So, in other words, the Gemara says, who was the author of that statement? That was Rabbi Shimon talking. So the Gemara says, who is the one who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So, and yet, we're still paskening like Rabbi Shimon's statement in the Mishnah. We have no indication that we don't follow Rabbi Shimon from our Mishnah. And l'chora, if you're going to say that you follow Rabbi Shimon's statement in the Mishnah regarding the three adjacent chatzeros, and that goes against Rabbi Yehuda, that defies all the rules that we just said. Because before in the Gemara, we said that whenever you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that we're paskening like Rabbi Shimon would seem to undermine the theory of the Gemara and would seem to support the contention of Rav Mishar Shia. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. The Gemara says, that's not a good raya. The Gemara says, my kushya, dilma hicha de inmar, inmar hicha de lo inmar, lo inmar. The Gemara says, one could theoretically deflect this proof and simply say that these rules that I know, you know, that you follow Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon, you follow this Tana over that Tana, that's only when there's no other psak given in the Gemara. There's nothing explicit in the Gemara that says, do this or do that. But if I have an explicit ruling that says, do this, even though it may defy the rules that we just laid out, doesn't matter. You have to follow what it says explicitly in the Gemara. So the Gemara says you can't necessarily disprove all these different klalei psak. You can just say that whenever the Gemara gives an explicit psak, then you have to follow the explicit psak of the Gemara. Okay, then the Gemara tries again. The Gemara says, Elamei Hadis, now this is a Mishnah a little bit later on in the Masechta. Ir shal yachid venase shal rabim, ma'ar venes kula shal rabim. So, I'm sorry. Ma'ar venes kula. So the Mishnah says later on, let's say I had a city that used to belong to an individual, and then he sold off the city, and now it's owned by the public. So the halacha is you can make an Eruv Chatzeros around the whole city. However, shal rabim minasis shal yachid ein ma'arvin es kula ela imkein osa chutzala ki ir chadasha sheb Yehuda sheyesh b'chamishim diurin divri Rabbi Yehuda. However, if I had a publicly owned city that was then sold off and bought by an individual, the only way that you can make an Eruv Chatzeros around that city is by excluding part of the city from the Eruv Chatzeros. How much of the city must be excluded from the Eruv? So the Gemara says the equivalent of the size of the city of Chadasha, which is in the area of Yehuda, which is the equivalent of a city that has 50 residents, has 50 people in it. So in other words, however large that space is of that city in the area of Yehuda, so says Rabbi Yehuda, that's the amount of space that must be excluded from the Eruv Chatzeros in order to justify, you know, making an Eruv Chatzeros around a city that used to be owned by the Rabim, which is now owned by the Yachid. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzeros Shal Shnei Batim. Rabbi Shimon has a much smaller shear of how much must be excluded from the Eruv to justify making an Eruv Chatzeros. In other words, it doesn't have to be the size of a 50-person city. It can simply be the size of three courtyards with two houses each. The Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav Halacha Kareb Shimon Uman Polagale Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon Halacha Kareb Yehuda. So the Gemara gives the same story again. We paskin like Rab Shimon. In other words, we assume that if a city used to belong to the Rabbim and now it was bought by an individual, and you want to build an Eruv Chatzeros around that city, we paskin like the more mako version in the Gemara of Rab Shimon that the only part that needs to be excluded from the Eruv Chatzeros is a size of three courtyards with two houses each, not the larger share of Rabbi Yehuda of a city that holds 50 people. So doesn't that defy the principle that we just said earlier in the Gemara, that whenever you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that in that case you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So once again the Gemara says, no, umay kushya dilma hachanami hecha deidmar idmar hecha delo idmar lo idmar. The Gemara says, no, you can again, once again, deflect this proof and simply say that this is only going to be true where the Gemara doesn't give you a psak one way or the other. But here where the Gemara gives you a definitive explicit psak, so you're going to have to follow the definitive explicit psak that's given in the Gemara.